Who has time for a hobby when there's so much work to be done? Welcome back to Teacher Tales, where we follow one teacher fighting her way through career burnout to find work-life balance and educational bliss, if it still exists. On this episode of Teacher Tales, we learn how valuable it is to have a third space outside of the responsibilities of work at work and work at home. How important is it, if at all? But first, another tale from your favorite teacher. Tegan Raines, a seasoned high school teacher, found herself caught in the whirlwind of teaching responsibilities and family obligations, a tale as old as time. As the demands of work and home life intensified, Tegan realized the urgent need to carve out a third space, a sanctuary beyond work and family that would serve as a haven for hobbies, getaways, and friendships. She understood that creating this space would be essential for preventing burnout, achieving better work-life balance, and managing her time more effectively. One evening, as Tegan was grading papers as usual at the dining room table, she had an epiphany. The lines between her work and personal life were becoming increasingly blurred, and the weight of responsibility was taking a toll. She yearned for a space that was entirely hers, a space where she could indulge her passions, recharge, and connect with friends beyond the realms of teaching and parenting. No complaining here. Tegan decided to design a room in her home as her third space. This room became a reflection of her interests and hobbies. She adorned the walls with artwork, set up a cozy reading nook, and arranged her art supplies for painting, a hobby she had neglected for far too long. The room was also equipped with a desk where she could delve into her favorite novels and plan her next weekend getaway. My fellow teachers, is your third space in the house or somewhere else? Do you have a hobby at all, besides maybe happy hour? How do you get away? Tegan made a commitment to dedicate specific time to her hobbies within this third space. Whether it was painting, reading, or planning a weekend escape, these activities became non-negotiable appointments on her calendar. The intentional focus on personal interests served as a powerful antidote to the stressors of her professional and family life. Tegan recognized the importance of occasional getaways to recharge her mind and spirit. She started planning short trips to nearby towns, exploring new environments, and immersing herself in different cultures. These mini getaways became vital moments of rejuvenation, offering a fresh perspective. This inherently spilled over into her teaching and family life, because of course we all want to tell our cool stories. Tegan also made a conscious effort to reconnect with friends outside of the education and parenting spheres. She organized monthly gatherings, whether it was a book club meeting or a movie night. These moments allowed her to unwind, share laughter, and build a support system beyond the walls of the school and her home. As Tegan established and embraced her third space, she experienced a transformative shift. The intentional separation between work, family, and personal pursuits contributed to a more balanced and fulfilling life. Tegan's time management improved as she learned to prioritize and value moments of self-care. Tegan not only prevented burnout, but also became a living testament to the transformative power of cultivating a balanced an intentional lifestyle. Okay, fellow teachers, I'm gonna riff here a little bit about some hobbies and why they're important. So, I used to have a job in oil and gas where I worked 12, 13. One week I worked 15 and a half hours every day. I think I worked, 71 hours that week? Something like that, something ridiculous. And I had an epiphany of my own, which was, I don't want to just work my entire life away. Ironically, I became a teacher. But as I got into teaching and I experienced burnout in different ways, it's not always the same, but the seasons of life change and work-life balance and what that looks like changes. So when I was a coach, I didn't have a ton of third space time, but as my desire to coach dissipated, waned, if you will, and I began to have other interests, it was a little bit easier to carve out this third space time. But even when I was coaching, even when I had a lot on my plate, one of the things that I liked to do, and this was before my son was born, is I would wake up 30 minutes early and I would practice playing my guitar. It was one of those things that was challenging and fun and kind of something that you could show off all at the same time, if you got good at it, which I was getting there. I have all these guitars in my studio, and I do pick them up from time to time, but much less often than before. I'll get back to it, though. Another thing that I really love to do is I love to play softball on Friday nights. Shout out to the free agents. We have a ton of fun, and it's something that I do outside of my family, and obviously my work, but it keeps me physically active, which is a very, very important thing to do, especially when you have a job where you're working inside and there's not much movement going on. A lot of teachers are in their classroom the entire day, at their desk most of the time, at least half of the time. You can only stand up and talk for so long. And then there's some walking around, but you're kind of in this sedentary lifestyle because you're not doing a job that is physically active, unless you coach a sport, of course. But it was important to me to stay active. And another thing that I like to do is work out. Shout out to my workout partner. We typically work out after school. Whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's artsy or athletic or even just reading, you've got to find a space to get away from your responsibilities. Now, you can't spend too much time in that space, right? Because we still have to get things done, but we need that time to decompress. We need that time to get away because the mental energy that it takes to be in a classroom every day, I don't know how many students every one of you have, but I have about 160, maybe 170 kids. And that doesn't even count the amount of teachers that I interact with, the other students that are not in my classroom that just like to pop up, and the people that we talk to in the hallway, and duty stations, and tardy stations. There's so much interaction that even for an extrovert like me, the mental battery just drains. You know, the social battery just drains, right? At least have to get to a point where I can recharge, I can just relax, right? I don't have to be on. And I've talked about that in many of my other episodes, but we all have to have a third space where we can just decompress. So it's important to recognize your burnout indicators. I talked about this with a couple of different teachers. Shout out to Andrew, that episode will be out at some point. But we talked about the indicators. So in this story with Tegan, she reflects and she has that epiphany where she recognizes, like, dang, the lines between my work life and my personal life are getting blurred because I always bring my work home. So understanding these things and realizing that this is not good she made a change, like we all need to do. So hobbies can become that change. So she created that third space, you know, to read and to do her arts and crafts and to paint, right? Whatever it is, that thing that you used to love to do that you don't do anymore, try to get back to it. Recognize when you need to unplug. The next thing is it creates better time management, because you go, dang, you know what? Friday nights for me is softball night. So I got to make sure that I schedule accordingly when I'm going to do what. And that even means scheduling my graduate school time into my life, so that I'm not at the end of Sunday night, 11:59, trying to get work turned in, which happens. You know, sometimes we're just like the kids that we tell not to procrastinate. Yeah, you know, what can we say? We don't want to do the things that we don't want to do. But ultimately, this will help with time management, because you have scheduled that fun time in, so you don't want to have to take away from it. So you're better with the time that you have to do work. And then this helps us to nurture those friendships that keep us balanced. You see, a lot of times the successful people that really just put their head to the plow and just worked and worked and worked, Mamba mentality, right? I heard Shannon Sharp talk about, man, I wish I could have got to, you know, maybe a few of those parties. You know, it's important to take some time. Even if you're unbalanced, right? As unhealthy as that can be sometimes, at least take a little bit of time and have some fun. A little bit of time and nurture those relationships. Because what fun is it to get to the top and have nobody there with you? No one there to share in the experience, because you completely sacrificed it all to make it to where you want to be. So actively nurturing friendships beyond work and family reinforces that dedication to achieving a well-rounded work-life balance. These connections contribute to our emotional resilience and happiness, ultimately, whenever we get to the place that we want to be. So, in summary, this story illustrates how Tegan made a conscious effort to recognize those burnout signals and make some changes that ultimately helped to manage her time effectively, because she didn't want to give up her painting time in her reading nook. She made sure she managed her time outside of fun so that she could have fun. And lastly, she established the work-life balance through the intentional practice of her personal pursuits to contribute to her overall well-being as a teacher. And that is something that we all can strive for, as difficult as it may be. As the seasons change, hopefully we can find just a little bit more work-life balance. So that is our episode for today. Of course, I will have someone else on to talk about these things in detail. I believe it will be Ms. Heath. But until next time, keep teaching, keep learning, and I will see you all on the next journey.